Blog Talk Radio.
I'm 18 and live a crazy life. Plus I tell you what the 80s like, and I know what the ladies like. Need a man that's polite, listens and takes advice. I could be all three, plus I can lay the pipe. Come with me, come stay the night. She looked at me laughing, like boy your game is tight. I'm laughing back like sure you're right. Get in the car, and don't touch nothing. Sit in the car, let's discuss something. Either we loving or I see you tomorrow. Now we speeding up the west side, hand creeping up a left side. I'm ready to do it, ready to bone, ready for dome. 55th exit, damn, damn, already we home. Now let's get it on.
Hey mom, let's slide.
Alright,
alright, we gon' get it on tonight. You
smoke,
I drink,
me too.
Well good, cause we gon' get hot tonight. Got drops,
got food,
got trucks,
got
G. Alright, and we gon' take a ride tonight. So mom,
yo,
let's fly.
Alright,
alright.
Yeah, that I got a girl, my ex wanna holler and spit. Told me to acknowledge her quick, she like Kim, stop frontin' on that Dave Hostage tip. Come over, let's smile and sip. I'm like, mama is sick, I promise you thick. Usually I have a problem with chicks. They all say I'm rotten and rich, but not her boobies real. High heel to be filled, plus got them Gucci nails, huh?
Hello?
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 Hello? Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just enjoying listening to your radio show.
Oh, yeah. What's your name?
My name is Donnie B out of Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay. Well, do you have a show?
Yeah, I have a show, too.
Okay. What's your name of your show?
I
saw you coming yesterday. I was trying to get you over, and, you know, you... I guess you didn't hear me, and I was trying to kick you over yesterday. I saw you yesterday. You called in.
My phone. I think I had my phone on mute, and that's probably why I couldn't hear you. I didn't want to disturb your show.
I appreciate it.
But I'm going to be listening to your show a lot. Are you on every night?
Yeah, I'm on every night, just about.
Okay. What time do you come on for? What time?
Probably like from between 9 to 11, I'm usually on. Sometimes I'm on in the afternoon and morning, too.
Oh, okay, okay. What are you doing on your show? Because I'm just not learning about your program.
Say one more time.
I said, what all do you do on your show, radio show?
Just play music and I interview celebrities, that's all.
Oh, okay, okay. But I've never been listening to your program.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Let me see. The next time I have Marcus Houston, I'm gonna let you know so you can call and ask him some questions, you know.
Yeah, I think I got a chance to do that. I think you had him on about 2 weeks ago.
Right. He's coming back, and I got Keith Murray coming on. I got J Boog and Lil Fizz from B2K coming on. So.
Oh man, that's pretty cool.
It's gonna be a lot of people coming on. You know, Smokey's coming back, and Gloria Gaynor is gonna come back on the show. Gonna be some great,
okay. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I enjoyed talking to Marcus Houston 2 weeks ago when he was on your show.
I don't even remember. I don't even remember who called in.
Yeah. I called in about 10:30, 11 o'clock. When you had him on the program.
Right.
Then I sent him on BET at 5 or 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that same day. stuff. He did something over there. I stay in touch with him a lot. So, you know, I want you to stay on the line, and I want you to, I got a group called the Young Fellas coming. I want you to ask him some questions. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. You still on me? Let me get this. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello? 212, hello?
Huh?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, 212? Hello, 212?
Hello?
Hello?
Yo.
212? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It's the Young Fellas.
How you doing?
Oh, okay.
Hey, what's going on? All
right. Is both of y'all just one?
Can you hear us?
Well, one is like far away. I heard.
Can you hear now?
Nah, you guys are like far away.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear us better now?
Yeah, it's much better, much better. How y'all doing?
We good.
All right. Well, do me a favor. I want you to introduce yourself to the listeners and let them know who you are.
All right. Well, my name is Jay Storm, one half of the Young Fellas from the Bronx.
Yeah, and I go by the name of Showbiz, the other half of the Young Fellas.
Now, are you guys both from the Bronx?
Nah, this show is right here. I'm from Crown Heights, Brooklyn.
Okay.
Jay Storm comes, he's from the Bronx, okay. From Soundview.
All right. Now, I don't know which one is which. Which one rocks the fitted? Which one rocks the fitted a lot?
Showbiz. I rock the fitted a lot.
All right. So Jay Storm is one with the shades.
I'm the one with the shades.
All right. So how did y'all actually meet up? How did y'all meet up? How did this group come about? Talk to me from the beginning. How did it all start?
Well, it started in high school. Obis was always a lunchroom rapper, and I'd be one of the guys watching in amazement, and you know, kind of got me into it. And I started rapping, and you know, we started writing a lot of songs together. We got advice from a close relative who told us, you know, y'all should try to do it together instead of like two solo artists. And, you know, from there we came up with the name, and it was a rap after that.
All right. Who were some of your musical influences?
Say that again.
Your musical influences.
Well, I mean, we're influenced by, anybody that's doing it themselves. I mean, and everybody in the game, like Kanye, Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? Biggie is our biggest influence. But anybody that's doing it from the ground level up, you know what I mean? Like,
y'all fading away a little bit. Y'all fading away again.
You hear us?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
All right. So, I said the influences. So what makes you guys' music different from what we're already hearing right now?
The content. We tried to bring our own style, the originality to it. We're not really trying to follow what everybody else is doing.
Now you guys are independent, correct?
Yes, we have our own company, New Rich Entertainment.
New Rich Entertainment. Do you guys feel better that way, in being independent instead of on a major?
Say that again. Can you say that again?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Do you guys feel better being independent, or you prefer to be major?
The way I see it is, you know, we're independent now to build that fan base and build a following, you know. But you know, I think an artist would be foolish to say they don't need a major backing them, because you know, the major, that's the machine. And
right.
I would like the better work with the major rather rather than, you know, partner up with one rather than actually signing under one, if you know what I mean. Only because you know, I like to have control over my music with the opinion and being able to work with the major, but just also have, you know, full control of what we're doing and how we want to do it. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
You guys cool. How old are you guys, if I may ask?
22.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I got some calls calling. 815, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi.
How are you? You want to say hello to my guest?
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
Hey.
What's your name?
My name is Tricia Pisana.
Oh, that's what's up. Where you from?
I'm from Joliet, Illinois.
What's up?
Yeah.
Go ahead and ask him some questions.
I don't know. What made y'all want to do what y'all do?
What made us want to do what we do? That's what you said?
Yeah.
I mean, like, we've always been children of hip hop since we were young, so you know what I'm saying? Well, we love hip hop, so at first it started off like us imitating our favorite artists, and then we just got in love with making music, so from there it's history, you know what I mean?
Hello?
Yeah,
everybody, you're still on, sweetheart.
Okay. That's cool. I like hip hop too. But
that's
I don't got no skills like that.
Have you heard our music yet?
No.
You can check us out on our MySpace page.
What is it?
Or newricheffect.net. The MySpace is myspace.com/theyoungfellas, spelled DAYOUNGFELLAZ.
Okay.
You can just check out our music there. You can download the mixtape that we have out now. We shot a video for a song off the mixtape. The video is called Where You Want to Go. You know.
Where you want to go?
That's
I want to go somewhere.
Have you been in New York?
No, I want to go there though.
You want to go?
I want to go to school over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, make that happen.
Yeah, I'm a try.
That's what's up. You still in high school?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm graduating in January.
That's what's up.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Say that again.
How old are you?
Oh, yeah, we're both 22 years old.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate your call and all that. Thank you for the support.
All right. Thank you for answering.
No problem. Make sure you tune in to the podcast. Listen to the music, all right?
All right.
Thank you.
A15, stay right there. 903, you still on?
Yeah, I'm still on.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, guys?
How you doing?
Pretty good, man. My name is Mr. Dunn B. I'm out of Texas area, the Dallas Fort Worth Metroplex. And my question to you is, I got two for you real quick. First of all, man, what type of advice would you give to any independent artist out there that's trying to do the same thing you guys are doing?
Don't let anything discourage you. Keep on grinding, man. Like, to be honest, in the beginning, it's going to be very difficult, you know what I mean? But if you keep on grinding, everything's falling into place.
Mm-hmm.
And also, being an independent artist, it's not going to move as fast. You have to understand that you know, it takes timing is everything. You know, timing will build the experience you need to make it happen in this business. You know what I'm saying? And us being
right.
us being up and coming artists, you know, we've been doing this a long time, and
mm-hmm.
we have to understand that with the timing, we've seen ourselves grow as artists. Music grew. We've grown. We've been able to reach out to so many different people because of that. So
mm-hmm.
just continue grinding, because you know people are always listening. You know, music. That's just music. That's the great thing about music, that people will always be listening. never know, you get the big break.
Oh, right, man, that's what I'm talking about. And also, one more for you guys, man. I kind of ask you this, man. Right now, the music out there in Texas and all across the country is really blowing up, especially in Texas, man. I got to ask you this, man. What do you think the major record labels is looking for when they are looking for an independent artist?
They're looking for anyone, really, in my opinion, is anyone with that following, man. If you're an independent artist and you have that following behind you and you have people that support you and buy your records, they're gonna want that, because at the end of the day, that's what's gonna bring in revenue. You know what I mean? That's what they're looking for. You know, the music, these major labels. You know, they're a business, and you know they want to continue to operate, and continuing to operate, they have to make money. So they're really looking for you to build a following and being able to, you know, generate money for them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right, then, man. I'll tell you what, man. You guys keep up the good work, man. You know what? I got one more for you, then I'm going to let y'all go, man. But I got to ask you this also, man. Who are some of the artists that you look up to as far as in a major way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scarface is dope.
All right, man. All right, then. Well, I tell you what, man. I appreciate you guys, man. Y'all keep up the good work, man, and good luck in everything you guys are doing.
Thank you, man.
Y'all want to come to Texas, man?
All right. I'm going to hold you to that offer.
Say that again?
I'm going to hold you to that when you're in Texas. You got to come on the show.
Yeah, Dallas Footwork, man.
All right.
All right, then. Appreciate it, man.
All right, man. All right, Young Fuzz, who would you guys would like to work with in a future or in a future project?
I mean, it's too many to name. Any artist that is doing it for the love of music, you know what I'm saying? I'm willing to work with anybody right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was the song that you guys just shot the video for?
The song is called Where You Wanna Go. It was directed by a guy out of Norway named Øystein Fix. He's an incredible guy, man. We did a great job. We shot the video. We did it all in one day. It was a lot of work, but it paid off. And you know, it was produced by Blackout Movement. Yeah, number.
Is the video on YouTube? Or is it on YouTube, like the video sites?
It's on newricheffect.net. And it's also on youtube.com/YFTV.
Mm-hmm.
It's YFTV, just the letters YFTV. And then also it's on Vimeo. And you can just look it up on Vimeo, The Young Fellas, Where You Want to Go.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the best way to view it is on our MySpace page, because it's like right there. You'll just be able to see it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why you guys invite me to be in the video, man. I'm always overlooked, though, man. It happens.
Oh, man, yo. Next time we shoot a video, you're there.
All right, man. You got to give me a call, man. I do videos too, man. I do it all. Hold on. Let me get this call in right here. 917. Hello. 917. Oh, they hung up on me. If I could ask this question, where do you plan to see your career, let's see, from 5 years from today?
In 5 years, I mean, I would hope we're on, you know what I'm saying? The grind is going to stay the same. We're going to make music to reach our demographic and keep on grinding. New Rich should be a household name by then.
Mm-hmm.
And with a lot more exposure. Same grind, a lot more exposure.
Besides doing music, is there like any other things that you guys would like to do, like, you know, the modeling or clothing line or movies or something like that?
Yeah, right now the main focus is to build the Young Fellas as a brand and to build the company. But, you know, I'd want to get into acting at one point in my life. Clothing line, absolutely. We were definitely looking at Anything that just keep us involved
in what we're doing, because, you know, entertainment as a whole, we just love doing anything that has to do with the entertainment business.
Mm-hmm. Would you guys have a mix? Do you guys have currently have a mixtape out or something?
Yeah, the mixtape is called Back to the Basics.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out on newricheffect.net. It's free. It's a free download, so check it out.
Now, how many songs are on there on that mixtape?
22.
All right, do you guys have any goals?
Yeah.
In life? Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
Do you guys have any goals in life?
To get on, like, to get into the game that we know and love, and to keep making music to reach a bigger demographic of people.
So, what's actually next for you guys?
Sorry?
What's next for you guys? You're fading away again. You guys leaving me and you come back, you leave.
I'm here. We're here.
There you go, homie.
What'd you say?
What's next for you guys?
Next? Well, we're working on the new mixtape. That should be out, like, top of the year. We're working on Back to the Basics 2.5. Back to the Basics 0.5. That's like basically we're gonna put the we're gonna re-release the mixtape with some new tracks, and we're gonna throw the video in the zip file. So this way, you know, people can take the video and throw it on their iPods or their iPhones, and that's it. Just continuing to work on our music, you know, just trying to stay consistent and keep hitting y'all with dope music.
Right. All right. So that means I got an opportunity to be on your guys' next mixtape, correct?
Definitely.
All right, man. Just give me a holler, you know, when you're ready for me to hit the studio. I'll be more than happy. Or you guys use my studio. Doesn't matter, man. So besides that, anything else you guys want to touch bases on?
Just for everybody to show love, check out our blog site, ASAP, newricheffect.net, and keep supporting good music.
All right.
And also,
right,
thank you a lot for the interview, man. Thank you for
no problem, man.
Love.
No problem. Y'all got to come back. Y'all got to come back more and more, man. Let's be your final thing. But give your shout outs, and you know, also you give out your MySpaces again and the other websites as well, your Twitter, you know.
Shout out to anyone who's following the music, everyone who's listening to what we're doing. Those who haven't heard our music yet, big shout out to y'all too. Make sure y'all check it out. The MySpace is myspace.com/theyoungfellas. You have twitter.com/theyoungfellas, facebook.com/theyoungfellas, all spelled the same, DAYOUNGFELLAZ. We got newricheffect.net, that's our official blog site. You can go up there, you get the latest in media, and anything that you want to hear, anything that you want to know about, you know, we got it up there. And just shout out the, you know, the whole New Rich movement and everybody moving with us.
A quick question. I don't know how you guys' busy schedule is, but at the end of this month, I'm gonna have I'm going to a release party for one of my artists. Are you guys welcome to come through? Can you guys come through there?
Sure. Is it here in New York?
Yeah. Right here, down Lafayette Street, down in Lower Manhattan.
All right, perfect.
Let's do it.
Just hit Joe up, and we'll make it happen.
All right. I appreciate y'all. Can y'all give me a little something before y'all slide out?
A rap?
Yeah. Y'all don't sing, do you? I'm
joking. Yeah, sure.
All right, here you go. It felt like I ain't slept in years, but this struggle is beautiful. I was told to grind and only spit that rap that's true to you. No gun talk, I don't believe it, I'ma do it too. Used to do it on the grind, now my brother's moving through. And they hating on the crew. Proceed the grind, if you hate is what I do. Niggas wanna talk and they getting at my crew. When you see me, call me God like I'm a member of the Wu. I mean, I talk what I let on. High School Musical, the young black Efron. I get on every track that I get on, and kill every music song I get on. And why they mad at us, back to the basics, made it. Got all of these dudes in the matrix, they hate it, I'm back and they love it. So it's not about rap or budget.
All right, man. Now they told me,
I would never make it. You don't fit the job, but thank you for your patience. Fuck y'all niggas hating. Me, Joe, and Piz is the pyramid that'll get it in, nigga. Something like a mason. So we always keep one eye open till my neck's wrapped up and I ain't choking. Y'all ain't focused. Can you hear through the speakers? I position short stops just for you, Jeters. Meet us at the top if you think you're a believer. Every shorty wanna get at me to do me like Juanita. So I guess that make me Jordan to you rookies. And I rep the boogie where our specialties is hoodies. What up, Ace? What up, T. Marcus? What up, B.I.? Mike D., nigga, we'll start this. What up, Dallas? What up, Double? Nigga, they in trouble when we popping off the bubble.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that so much. Good looking on coming on the show, man. I appreciate both of y'all, man. Good luck with everything, man. I look forward to seeing y'all later on into the month, all right? All right.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for having us, man.
All right, man. Y'all be good.
You too.
Yeah. 815, hello.
Hello.
Hey, so hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, I appreciate you for listening. And is there anything you want to hear in particular?
I'm sorry, I hear you.
Is there something you want to hear in particular?
I want to hear Slow Juking.
Who?
By Young Steph. Slow Juking by Young Steph.
I don't have Young Steph's music over here. It's not. I'm sorry. I don't have Young Steph's music over here.
You don't?
No, because I haven't had him on the show yet. And I'm not really. I'm familiar with who, you know, I know. I've heard about him, but, you know, I don't have his music over here. He's not one of, you know. Nobody has never emailed me and told me to put him up on a switchboard.
All right. Well, I'm telling you need to put him on,
because
he's a bomb.
All right, I'll look into that. I'll look into Young Steph. I'll even try to get him on a show for you. I mean, I'll look into that. What label is he with?
I'm not sure.
Not sure.
I don't know.
Go ahead. Who else do you want to hear?
You got any new boys?
Yeah, you're a jerk. Yeah, but you missed them. They were on the show already. You missed it.
Oh, man.
I had them on the show already. I have that song, You're a Jerk. You want to hear that?
You should interview me, because I'm the bomb.
Oh, really? All right. Send me your information. I'll squeeze you when I'll get you on. Let me see. You're the bomb. All right, you want to introduce your track, and I'm going to play it? Hello? 815, hello? 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 815, hello? Hello? Let me play this song for her. I don't know where she went.
Like Rocky hit it. Got your girl on my swag. She loving them jerking songs like a new iPod. You touch it, it turn her on. And when the bass start beating, in the waist I'm beating. Done, I got on my way, I'm leaving. She like, where you going? I ain't got my shoes in first. I said, it's none of your concern. And she yelled, so I walked out the door, called Game J. Told him it's a function, he said, I'm on my way. We put up to the party, I took off my shirt and got geeked up, everybody jerking. We was jerking to the right, jerking to the left. And she popped us out of nowhere, she was still half dressed. She like, for real jerk, you love it for this stuff. And the whole party heard her, but all I could hear was, wah, 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 wah. Why you tripping? I ain't even doing nothing. I'm a jerk, you ain't never lied, but hey, do me a favor, call me jerk one more time.
I know, you're a jet, 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 being quiet in the bass real hard. And I stay geeked up, never been a retard. Got a new boy swag and this here for y'all. So they gotta keep it separate like the Jim Crow laws. I'm a beast, I'm a gang, and I guess I'm a jerk. And I go to big crowns, such a boy here first. Man, you call me a spider with your little jerk lines. And he brought it out, but the jerk is mine. You season, I'm season, but your style is whack. Why you coming to the front? You can push that back. Got your girl on the side, she talking on little stuff. But she texting on the phone, Ben J hit it rough. So I did, it was good, and I quickly got dressed. She was like, what you doing? There's another girl next, and she screamed out loud, Ben J. And I had nothing to say, but sorry that it hurt.
Why you tripping? I ain't even do nothing. I'm a jerk, you ain't never lie, but hey, keep me a favor, call me jerk on the time.
David Beats and Keith Murray.
All right.
Are you familiar with Keith Murray?
No.
No, you don't know Keith Murray? Oh, man, where
no,
you been?
What is it?
The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that. How do you know about Keith Murray? You don't know Keith Murray?
No, I'm
going to
get on it.
You're talking about a rap legend. Do your homework. Go Google him. That's like a Reza rap phenomenal. He's gonna be here Tuesday, and David B's gonna be here. I can't announce it because I wanted to be, you know, I wanted to promote itself. So I'm gonna post it up there as it come along. But I got some good guests coming up, so you're gonna be very, very surprised.
All right.
But don't go nowhere. Anything else you want to hear? I just play You're a Jerk. You want to hear something else?
No, I'm good right now. I'm good.
Oh, come on. If I start playing, I'm going to mix it up like I always do. I'm going to be mixing in. I'll play some slow jams first and play some dance.
Let's see here. You got Yellow Light by Twista?
Who?
Yellow Light?
No. I don't even know who that is.
Twista?
Who's Crystal?
Twista. Like a tornado?
Oh, Twista.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't even have Twista music up here. Because you know what? Every song I have up here, people, they email me, and, you know, that's when they email me that, and then I upload it. So nobody has ever told me to play any of Twista's music.
Twista.
You guys send me a list over on what you want to hear, and I'll get it up here. Cause I, you know.
All right.
I'm sure.
Help me out here.
I'm sure. Is there anything? I'm sure I got some up here you like.
You should make me your co-host. This good.
Then I'm gonna. Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that from time to time. I'll do that. But my regular co-host, she co-hosts with me. When I have like my celebrities on, she calls with me from time to time. Then she was on that we had I think it was Marcus Houston and Jay Bull. I think she was on there. Then she calls me when I have my celebrities on. So you know she would really kill me if I like. But like doing my regular shows, you can co-host with me. How's that?
All right. I'm a co-host with you on your regular show.
Okay.
And you got to introduce me though.
I got you. You got. All right, your name is. Say your name so I can know how to pronounce it.
My name is Teresa Tassan. You can call me PP.
Okay, TT. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, TT. And you're 17, right?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
You got a good memory.
Huh? Yeah, I have to. I have to have a good memory with this, you know. This entertainment thing is crazy. So I try to remember everything and everybody. It's hard, you know. I'm young, so I have no reason why I should not remember. Okay, so something else you want to hear?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Something else you want to hear?
Let's see here. What kind? Who you got? Tell me who you got, and I'll see what I want to hear.
A lot of people. I have over 100 songs on this, so it's like kind of hectic, you know. I got some new stuff up here. You just gotta let me know. I'm sure I got something up here.
You got some Drake or some Weezy?
Yes, I do. I have Drake and Weezy.
What you got?
I got We Like Hurtin', and We Like I Wish I Could Fuck Everyone. I'm sorry to cuss, but
yeah,
I got.
That's my song.
You want me to play it for you?
Yeah.
All right. It's not the edited version. It's just the original version. So you're gonna hear some curse words in there. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. You probably listen to it anyway. You probably listen to the curse versions anyway, probably, right?
Okay. You can't tell my mama that if you're not with me.
Uh oh. Alright. Hopefully she's not listening. But I'm gonna play it for you. All right.
All right.
I like a long hair thick red bone. Open up her legs and fillet me on that pussy. I'ma get in and on that pussy. If she let me in, I'ma own that pussy. Gone throw it back and bust it open like you supposed to. Girl, I got that dope dick. Now come here, let me dope you. You gon' be a dope fiend. Your friend should call you dopey. Tell them keep my name out their mouth or they don't know me. But you can't call me killing shit. I fuck the whole group, baby, I'm a groupie. My sex game is stupid, my head is the dumbest. I promise I should be hooked on phonics, yeah. But anyway, I think you're bionic. And I don't think you're beautiful, I think you're beyond it. And I just wanna get behind it and watch you
back it up and dump it back it up.
Cause we like her, and we like her too. And we like her, and we like her too.
Took a half an hour just to get that belt to fasten. All they wanna talk about is partying and fashion. Every single night I have a dream that I am smashing them all. Your money, man, this shit so timeless. And I'm in the mood to get faded, so please bring your finest. And what are all your names again? We drunk reminders. Are any of y'all into girls like I am? Let's be honest.
She wants me,
cause I got it all, shawty, tell me what you don't see. I will fuck with all y'all, all of y'all are beautiful. I just can't pick one, so you can never say I'm choosing hoes. And Wayne say pussy, pussy, pussy. And we the alcohol seem to satisfy us all, damn. And every time I think of staying with her, she bring that friend around and make a nigga reconsider.
And we like her too, we like her too.
All right, TT, I can't. That was close enough for me. You got anything else?
I don't know, but. You could surprise me again.
You said I was what now?
To surprise me.
Don't go with the surprise. It's a little surprise. I told you. I mix it up. I start playing this and start playing that.
I like slow music too. You can play some of that.
You don't know nothing about that yet. You don't know nothing about no slow music.
I do know about slow music.
Slow music. What do y'all know about some slow music? Let's see here. Here's one of my favorites. This is new Whitney Houston that we're going to play here. Shouts out to her. Her album is already gold and on its way platinum, so we got a shout out to Whitney Houston. Nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday night, as I announced, Keith, the rap legend Keith Murray, will be here. You don't want to miss that show. That was a great, great interview, and you guys had the opportunity to hear the interview on Tuesday. So Keith Murray will be here on the show. And also, I have some David E. Beats will be here Tuesday as well. Phenom producer. This guy is a hot producer. He's produced for so many huge artists, so you don't want to miss that interview as well. Shout out to the young fellows for coming on the show as well. Make sure you guys support them. You know, nevertheless, support them artists, you know. Help them, you know, get on, as they said. Here is Whitney Houston with Million Dollar Bill. This is all over the radio and on the charts right now. So shout out to Whitney Houston. Here's her latest, entitled Million Dollar Bill. Shouts out to Neo, even though he's never been here on this show, but, you know, nevertheless, I'm still, you know, had the opportunity to work with Neo twice, so shouts out to Neo. And, wow, here's this song. Who's some of your favorite artists that are out now that you listen to on a regular basis?
Some of my favorite artists?
That you listen to, like, you know, like, that you have. Who do you have on your iPod right now? Who do you have on your iPod right now?
Well, I like Weezy.
Okay.
And I like Kerry Hilson.
Okay.
And Trey Song.
Okay.
And let's see. I like a lot of people. I listen to all kind of music, too, though. So.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I listen to all kind of music.
You sure it's all kind of music? Because if I put some Elton John on, you'd be like, oh, no, you did not play that, Tim.
Nah, I like all kind of music. I like rock and roll. I don't like country like that, but some of it is good.
Mm-hmm. I got you with that one. All right, let me play some Neo, and then I'm going to play one of the artists that you just mentioned. I'm going to play one of their songs. I have both of their songs up here, so let me play a Neo first. Here's Neo. All
right.
Gone Girl.
Had a slight lack of common sense. I was the good guy, she was the bad girl. I'm thinking one girl, she thinking me, Earl James and Jimmy. Yep, she had plenty, but love for me, she didn't have any. I was inviting
her into my home,
but she was out riding. Settle down and look what I get. Thought it was my time, but I guess not yet. She at the bar, getting drinks from many men. I'm in the house, thinking she's with her girlfriend. Just not knowing truth and not knowing. I look back now like, man, I was hoping. I was inviting
her into my heart,
but she was out riding.
I'm gonna play some Kerry Hilson for you, alright?
Alright.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have? Dessert or
dessert? I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. Then you came in and knocked me on my face. Feels like I'm in a race, but I already won first place. I never thought I'd fall for you as hard as I did.
I met you before though, but listen, put my number in your phone, and when we get about the club, girl, call me up. Put my number in your phone, just forget about your man, baby, call me up. Put my number in your phone.
Show.
back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, you keep going and coming and going and coming and going and coming. So you're gonna be graduating high school in January, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, they're gonna be out there. They're gonna be out there in the real world pretty soon. Yeah, they're gonna be an adult after a while.
What did I say?
I said you're gonna be an adult pretty soon. What time do you usually go to bed?
I'm sorry?
What time do you usually go to bed?
At like 10:30.
Oh, okay. I don't want to keep you on. You got to go to bed.
What time? Wait. Ain't it like 2 hours, an hour or two ahead over there?
All right. It's like an hour or something ahead of you. So it'd probably be like 9 something. I'm not sure how she goes. It'd probably be like
9
something. I'm not sure how she goes off.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to make sure, Mr. Do you have siblings?
Yeah. I got 4. I'm the oldest.
Oh, I was getting ready to say, okay. How many brothers and sisters?
I have 3 brothers and a little sister.
Oh, okay. So it's 5 of you guys?
Huh?
So it's 5 of you.
What is that?
So it's 5 of you guys.
I'm sure.
What are you doing in the background?
I'm moving around. Hold on.
Hello. Hold on.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Huh?
I'm sorry. That's my boyfriend. He acting up.
A boyfriend? Ooh. Does mommy know about him?
Huh?
Does mommy know about him?
Yeah, mama know about him.
Huh?
Devin, what you doing?
Listening to this radio station.
Oh, okay. Say hey to the host.
Hello, Timothy Hodge.
How you doing? That's your boyfriend?
Yeah.
He sounds older than me. He sounds like an older guy. Oh, wow. How old is your boyfriend? How old are you, man?
How old am I? I'm 17.
Okay. You sound more older than man. Oh, wow.
No, I go to San Francisco PT.
You treat her good, man?
Is she all good?
I said, do you treat her good?
Oh, you treat every girl with respect. That's just the law.
Okay. I'm gonna make sure, man. She sounds like a pretty young, decent young woman, a young lady, rather, I should say. TT, what else you want to hear, T?
I want to hear the Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Let's see if I still have some Michael up here. I know I had it when I did the tribute show to him. I don't know if I still have it up here or not.
You got a man in the mirror.
I don't know. I think I deleted all my Michael. Let me see.
Why would you do that?
Well, I love Michael Jackson, but I think I only did it when I did the tribute show. So, like, this stuff might be gone. Let's see. Michael Jackson. I'm gonna have to look for that. JKLM. Michael Jackson. I don't think I have any more Michael up here. He might be gone. No, I don't have any more Michael up here. Anybody else?
Let's see here. You got some from Smokey Robinson.
What you know about Smokey Robinson?
I told you I listen to everything.
What you know about Smokey Robinson? You don't know. Y'all got Smokey Robinson up here. I'm gonna play him.
What's your boyfriend name?
Kevin.
Who?
Devin.
Kevin?
No, with a D, Devin.
Oh, Devin. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Is Devin still on?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Devin, what's going on, man?
Nothing, just
Devin?
Tired.
You graduate in January too?
No, I'm graduating with everybody else on May. June.
Okay. All right. What you want to hear, brother?
I don't listen to the same music that Kiki does. I listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire. I listen to all the old stuff.
Okay. Earth, Wind, wow. You're 17, you listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah, my mom got me listening to all that, 70s and 80s.
Nothing wrong with that. TC, I got your, I'm going to play some Smokey for you, alright?
Alright.
Just to see her, just to touch her, just to hold her in my arms again, one more time. If I could feel her warm embrace, see her smiling face, can't find anyone to take her place. I've got to
Huh? Smokey Robinson. Oh wow, Smokey Robinson. You must have been reading the profile that I had him on the show.
What'd you say?
Did you know I had Smokey Robinson on the show before?
No.
Yeah, Smokey Robinson's been on the show.
Yeah,
you
I like Smokey.
You are a lucky young lady. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
Mm-hmm.
Not much. I be thinking about what I think. I don't know.
Do you have a MySpace page?
Yes, I do.
What's your MySpace page? Give me a MySpace page. I'm gonna send you a friend. What's your MySpace page?
It's myspace.com/tinyspot. SHINNYSTARR.
S T what now?
S T A R R.
Okay. All right, I'll check your MySpace page out. Is Devin still with you?
Yeah.
He's still with you. Devin?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What's going on, homie? What's on your mind, man?
Getting ready for homecoming next Saturday.
Okay. That should be fun, man, homecoming. You gonna invite me down there?
Am I gonna do what?
You gonna invite me down there for homecoming?
You gotta be the DJ, probably.
I'm a DJ, man. I'm not a DJ, man. DJ.
You're DJing now. You do good at the homecoming.
DJ, man. I'm not DJ Clue, man. I'm not a DJ, man. I do radio, but not DJing. It's not mine. Devin, you got any talents?
I'm going to be a news anchor when I grow up. That's what I'm going to be.
Music? Okay. What do you mean in music? What are you going to do?
No, news anchor.
Oh, news anchor. Okay. So you going to go to college for that?
Yes, broadcasting and journalism.
Yeah, I know what it is. I do radio, so, you know, that's the same thing.
That's what I thought.
Why don't you start doing this, and then that'll actually, you know, help you out a lot.
And don't you got a, is it real expensive to have one of these accounts?
Yeah, but, you know. My show wasn't popular at first. I had to get it out there, you know. I actually didn't study broadcast nor journalism in college. So it's a coincidence.
What did you study?
I studied business management. So it's a coincidence that I do radio and stuff. But I actually do another radio station in New York called Local Talk Radio, 79.1 FM. I do my own show over there as well. So if you don't hear me online, you can hear me on FM AM radio station in New York City. So, but yeah, it's a coincidence though. So, but what made you want to do Devin? You still there, right? Devin,
yeah,
hello?
Oh, yeah, Rob, right here.
All right, those you left me, brother. What made you want to do that? As far as with you, why did you want to get into news and broadcasting?
Well, my teacher told me I got a good voice for TV news or radio, so I took their advice, took journalism classes, and it seemed pretty good.
So you're only going to stay at when you go to college, correct?
Where am I going to college? You ask me.
Yeah, where are you going to go to college at?
Go down to LA for Columbia College of Broadcasting.
Okay. Well, I'm out of state.
Well, I'm from California, so.
Huh?
I'm from California. I moved to Chicago to Juliet.
It's a good area to be in, man, you know. Once you hit the, you know, hopefully you can get in a major market like New York, you know, that's a real major market to hit right there. That way you'll be all over. So hopefully, man, when you get your degree and everything, man, give me a holler, man. I have a great relationship with NBC, man. Maybe I can hook you up with something over there. Are you familiar with, you know, Al Roker, right? You know Al Roker, right?
The weatherman?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know who that is.
CTT, you know. CTT, you know. Al Roker. All right, Devin, something you want to hear up here?
Do I have any kids?
I asked about no kids, man. I said there's something you want to hear up here. You want me, something you want me to play?
Oh, up here.
I don't know. No kids, man. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Trying to think. Teresa, you like Mary J. Blige, right?
Yeah.
You got any Mary J.?
Yeah. CC know I have Mary J. She know I've been playing Mary J. all week long.
What about Whitney Houston? Whitney Houston.
I'll play another Whitney track. Which one of y'all can sing?
Me.
Huh?
Yeah, that's why
you used to do song on Jay. That's why I remember that. Can Devin, can you sing?
Can I sing?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be singing today.
All right, TT, I'm gonna play some Mary J for you, alright?
Alright.
What I'm gonna do? else is on my mind. I don't want to have to tell you this but one more time.
She keep you going, she's coming and she's going and she's coming and you're going and you're coming, TT. I got like 12 more minutes left until my show. I'm not going to send my show no more. I'm going to get out of here. TT?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you here? Now, is Devin on your MySpace page?
I ain't got no MySpace.
No, I don't. Oh, man. Dad, man. I'm joking. All right, Dev, you said you want to hear some Whitney, right?
Well, I don't want to hear it. I think TT want to hear it.
What? You said that, like, Whitney's bad, man. What happened, man? Was you not a fan, man?
Well, she did say crack is whack. Crack is cheap.
There's
too much in her life to smoke crack.
She's clean now, isn't she? Although she was clean.
Yeah, she revived her image. She's better now.
Man, that support Whitney, man. Don't do it like that, man. She's a good artist, man. She's paved the way for a lot of people, man.
Support Whitney.
Give support.
No, I said she's good now. She's good. I ain't hating on her. I said she's good. She got a bad past, though. That's what. It's hard because I got people in my family that don't like that. It's hard.
We have to go for the future, man. We can't hold on to it forever. We gotta move on, man.
True that.
Because if I was to hold on to the past, then you wouldn't be together, man.
This is not that kind of show. This is a radio show of music. This is not that kind of show. You need to go to at least therapy show, which is on Tuesday nights with me. I co-host with me and my friend. That's the kind of show. This is not that kind of show. Devin and TT is not that. This is not that kind of show. You can join me on Release Therapy every Tuesday at 10. We do that. We discuss those kind of things. Now, over here, you guys are too young for that show anyway, though. Let's see here. All right, Tita, you wanted to hear some Whitney?
Yeah, I want to hear. I can't hear the song. I just don't know how it is, but I can hear.
Is it a new one or old one?
Oh. I will always love you.
I don't have I'll always love you up here. That, and that song's gonna take over the whole show. That's a long song.
Alright.
I don't have I'll always love you. I'm Every Woman up here. I have One of Those Days up here. I have My Love Is Your Love up here.
Play I'm Every Woman.
Let me find it. Because I played it when I had it her tribute show. You missed it when I had when Whitney's mother was on the show. Whitney Houston's mother came on the show. Let's see.
How do you be finding all these people?
You said what now? Say it again. I didn't hear you, brother.
I said, how do you get all these people on your show?
Oh, I'm Timothy Hodge, first of all. You gotta Google me, man. You gotta Google me to find out who I am. I'm a former recording artist. So, you know, I was in the industry once before, and I also work. I work in the industry besides on this radio show. I used to work for BET, MTV. You gotta Google me, man. I've done a lot of things.
I'm doing it right now. It says you're a director, writer, story artist, voice actor, and portfolio.
Say what? TT, I'm going to play I'm Every Woman, all right?
All right.
Every woman.
Whatever you want, whatever you I'm
I don't want to spend too much time on one song. Go ahead and shut this among the trash right here.
Hello?
Are you still there? Yeah, you're still there. You're still there.
Yeah,
I'm here. I'm gonna start mixing these songs up because it's like 5 more minutes left into the show. Alright?
Alright.
My everything, you know? Everything I ever wanted. Check it. Girl, I must confess, from the first time I saw you, thought to myself, don't I know you, girl? You stole my heart, and I cannot lie. Wish I was your kind of guy. Wish I was the one that you wanted to claim, wanted to spend your time with.
Baby, your love,
check it. Got me going out my head, got me thinking strange feelings, girl. You're the only one that makes me feel this.
And baby, your love
got me imagining what it looks like in the mirror, girl. I'm so glad that I got at you. I'm so glad that you was with me.
Yeah, shout out to our president who won the Nobel Peace Prize. So I want to give him a shout out. Doing a good job. Mm-hmm.
Okay. TT, you know, thank you so much for, you know, holding it down with me. Devin, you too, man. You guys got to come back, you know, chill out with me again on another show. I'm getting ready to wrap this show up right now. I'll be on tomorrow, so remember, you guys can check me out tomorrow if you can. TT, I'm gonna check your MySpace out. Check your MySpace page out when once the show's over. Thank you guys so much. All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Let me shout the also the new fellas out from the new fellas. the young fellas are coming on the show. Make sure you guys check their MySpace page out. Check out, check them out on the internet. Support these young men. They hot, talented young men. Make sure you support them. Again, Tuesday night, Keith Rap Legend Keith Murray will be here. Also, David E. Beats will be here, super producer. You don't want to miss that show. Some other upcoming guests are coming. As they come along, I will post them here on the show. Here is Melodge. They were on the show maybe about a month or two ago. They were on a show, and you know, their song was I believe on the top on the Billboard charts. Here's the latest from them, entitled "Trickin." Peace out, guys. See you tomorrow.
Roll smooth with a banger.
Yeah.
Lie.
What a deal, shawty. You know it ain't chicken if you got it.
Chicken if you got it, what you asking?
Shawty, you know that I got that cash. You won't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it, what you asking? Trickin' if you got it, trickin' if you got it,
trickin'
if you got it,
I'm on pilot, a walking piece of profit, and everybody know it ain't trickin' if you got it, I'm digging in my pocket.